Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney. The message from conservationists on Sydney Harbour has echoed in towns and cities around the world as campaigners call for an end to the use of fossil fuels. Australia remains heavily reliant on coal to generate its electricity, but activists say it must join a concerted international push toward renewable energy. The government in Canberra, however, has scrapped a national power plan that would have reduced emissions and boosted the clean energy sector. And some lawmakers want Australia to abandon the Paris Climate Accord because of its impact on the fossil fuel industry. This week, Australia and New Zealand joined Pacific nations to declare that climate change was the single greatest threat to island states in the region. Dame Meg Taylor is the Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum.
The Pacific countries are very committed to the Paris Agreement because it's paramount for the survival of the Pacific.
Regional leaders say that climate change is already affecting the region through rising sea levels and storm surges. Former Kiribati President Anote Tong says the impoverished archipelago is under pressure.
In the south, we are getting some very severe droughts beginning to impact on some of the islands. And so all of this is happening. The erosion and the need to continue to protect the coastline will continue to be a threat to our people.
Australia is being urged by its Pacific neighbours to do more to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, which are some of the highest per capita in the world. But Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Canberra is committed to helping the region adapt to the effects of warmer temperatures.
In the last couple of years, we've committed over $300 million, $200 million of which has already been expended on work focused on adaptation and on resilience. And certainly that was a significant part of the discussion this week.
Environmental rallies held in almost 100 countries have come as the US state of California prepares to host the Global Climate Action Summit next week. The summit will bring together political and business leaders, as well as celebrities, to urge governments to do much more to tackle climate change. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.